Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hi, you guys. Welcome to the show today. So glad to be here with you as always. We got a wonderful show today. I'm so excited. We have videographer, my personal videographer, but he's a videographer, producer. He's creator of Noise of Joy, Roderick Dickerson, Minister Roderick Dickerson at that. And then we have, of course, Financial Five today with Jeffrey Hill. He's going to personal financial consultant. So we got ministerial moment and a great show for you today. And what's on our mind? Yep, I have that today right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Let's get started with the weather, shall we? Today is March the 24th, and the weather in D.C. is showers right now, heavy, 55 degrees, and the high today is going to be 57. The break is going to happen around 7 p.m., so you guys can look. We can look out for that. Detroit, you are 63 degrees, mostly sunny. That sounds good for you guys. 68 degrees is going to be your high. London, you are 55 degrees, showers right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 46 with showers as well tomorrow. Los Angeles, you are 61 degrees. Your high is going to be 72. All sunshine, beautiful as usual. All right. In South Australia, you are 68 degrees right now. You are going to wake up to 64 degrees and all sunny. Your high is going to be 82 tomorrow. So that sounds fantastic. Kenya, you're 93 degrees right now. That's your high. You got showers coming this evening. You're waking up to 73 degrees and you're going to be cloudy tomorrow. 93 is going to be your high tomorrow. Hawaii, you are 52 degrees. Your high is going to be 66 degrees today. All sunshine. Sounds so good. Puerto Rico, 75 degrees. Your high right now, 79 is going to be your high. You got showers coming this afternoon. Waking up to 63 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 79. Portugal, you are 57 degrees. All right. Mostly cloudy. You have showers coming just periodically throughout the midnight through the wee hours of the morning. 43, you're waking up to. 54 is going to be your high tomorrow. If I did not say your nation, city, continent, or state, I think I said that, then just know God is still in control. He has the final say no matter what's going on, and he loves you so much. So just know that. And know that he is going to make it all right. It's always light and sunshine with God. So just be blessed with that and know that he is in control. All right. Listen, I'm so excited about ministerial moment. We're going to take a sponsorship break and then we'll be right back after these messages. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss. All right. Get it at Amazon and Kindle. Get your copy. It is brand new. All right. I wanted to just share with you just something that I've been noticing through conversation and things like that, talking about the kingdom and all of that. You know, it's really easy for us to just reason with everything and say, oh, we're human. God knows we're human and all of these things. And this may be true, but, God is expecting for us to die of our flesh every single day. I was reading today in Acts chapter 24, And they were we, Paul was saying to them, the accusers, that every day he, you know, put away his worldly desires, his, you know, human appetites and things like that, so he could be right with God. You know, and this is what God is expecting. You know, I love this one part too, because Felix was the one that was actually the king at that time, the one that was in charge of, you know, who was going to be who was under judgment. And so Felix was actually kept Paul in prison for 2 years. He left the office still with Paul in prison. He was hoping that Paul would actually give him a substantial amount of money. Now, I thought, wow, how real is this? Because when the Bible says that we are to become one with Christ, and when we are to give our lives to him, and that we are supposed to be transformed in our mind and things like that, you know, it's so, when Felix was expecting for Paul, or hoping that Paul would pay his way out of prison, I thought, how many people would have tried to do that? How many people would have tried to do that? Actually give their last, they would sell their mama before they would be martyred for Jesus. They will sell their kids before they would give their life up for Jesus. And the fact that that was in there, I thought, wow, so many people that say they are followers of believers of the word of God would actually pay to be out of a situation. But I love it because Paul didn't pay nothing. He didn't ask nobody to come up with money. And Paul knew a lot of wealthy people in Rome. He knew a lot of wealthy people in Malaysia. He knew a lot of wealthy, substantial people of clout and things like that, that were followers of Jesus Christ, that, you know, submitted and gave their life to Christ. So he could have easily came up with the money to get himself out of prison. But he stayed there, and God got all the glory out of all of that. Because if you read on in Acts, you know, 26 and so on, it talks about, again, how Paul was used mightily for the kingdom of God. And so what I say is this: even though we say we are believers and followers, you know, it is a lot of us that's really not to that capacity. We haven't reached that degree yet. You know, and we say all of this, and then there's so many different layers of judgment towards each other. You know, well, who's not praying the most, and who's not reading the Bible the most, and who's not doing this the most? Let me tell you something. All of that doesn't even matter at the end of the day if you will not give your life for Jesus, point blank and period. You know, there are people that are not allowed to read their Bibles. They're not allowed to even have, you know, group settings and discussions about Jesus. They're bullied. They're not hired at jobs. They're not able to do other things. They're not able to be able to, you know, listen to the word of God, preach the word of God, read the word of God. And yet the limitations that they have, they still give their life for Jesus. So to me, it's irrelevant how many people is reading their word, and I'm going to look down on you because you don't read it every day, or you don't worship like me, so you know, you ain't going to make it in, you know, stuff like that. You know, to me, it's irrelevant, you know, who is doing what or what. I believe that when you seek ye first the kingdom of God, and that's what happened to Paul. That's why I love his story so much, because, you know, he was taught by the best. He had logistic rights to, you know, criminalize Christians and things like that, because under the authority that he was under. So he wasn't doing anything, you know, illegal. He was obeying the law that was, you know, demonstrated at the time, and he was following his orders, you know. But when Jesus knocked him over and, you know, said, why do you persecute me, and et cetera, et cetera, and he answered to that, he went with the process. Not only did he, after he was blinded and the scales were removed from his eyes, he continued in the process. Even though he said, you know, I do the things that I don't want to do and the things that I don't want to do, who's going to deliver me? Oh, yeah, you are. You know, he was still going into the process, and it was unto death. You know, you have to have a made up mind that nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Relationships don't matter. Money don't matter. Yeah, God knows you need relationships. God knows that you need money. He knows that. He supplies for every need according to his riches and glory. You will not lack anything. That's why I love the example of when Jesus sent the disciples out two by two without their purses. Don't take anything, because he wanted them to show them that as I send you out, I will provide for everything you need. The relationships that need to be, you will have those relationships. The money that you need to have, you will have that money. When you need to eat, you will have food to eat. When you need a shelter, when you need clothing, you will have that. Don't take nothing with you. I love that as an example, because a lot of us that say we believe in Jesus wouldn't go outside without a designer bag, let alone without $5 in our pocket, or would not even push back a plate and not have food without being anxious and worried about where the next meal gonna come from, or wouldn't even, you know, wouldn't dare, you know, not want to click up and link up with the name of all, you know, the big names in the, you know, I say industry, because when you start worrying about names and connections and clicks and stuff, that you done made it a marketplace and an industry. Because when you are following Jesus, you are following him, and you don't care who the vessel is, as long as they are Jesus. You don't care what they look like. You don't care where they live at. You don't care who they associate with. You just want to be connected to everything and anybody that's Jesus, point blank and period. You don't care if it's a mama or your friend next door. You don't care if it's the homeless man. You don't care if it's the king of Canada. I'm just saying. You don't care. You just want Jesus. That's all. When you get to that place, then you can see the fullness of the Lord. You can see the fullness of God. You can see the fullness of the gospel that you so proclaim. You know, a lot of us proclaim, but we don't know, because we won't let ourselves go. And if we don't let ourselves go, we can't flow with the Holy Spirit and see what else is out there other than what we know and what we've seen and what we've heard and what we desire and what we think, you know, which is nothing compared to the bigger picture that God has for us. A lot of us are our own enemy. We're always blaming the devil, but it's really us. We don't want to let go. We don't want to trust God. I mean, when you let go, you trust God. You know, it's a process, and I understand that. But if you ask me, I don't care anything about how many times you read the Bible. I don't care about how many times you worship. I don't care how many times you praise, or how you praise, or how you do what you do, because it's a lot of people that do that religiously and don't know Jesus still. It's a lot of people that do all of that and don't have a heart of the Father. It's a lot of people that do all of that and talk like they know something and they don't know nothing. So I'm saying, when you are at the place, for Jesus I live and for him I will die, and you give your life to the extent of no return. I don't even want nothing familiar to yesterday. You know, make me over. When I sing that, I want, make me over to the point I don't even recognize myself. Like, come on. I don't even want to recognize my own anything. I want to see you. When I look in the mirror, I want to see. I remember one time, and I'm gonna leave it at this. I remember one time, it was so beautiful. It's touching me now, for real. Because when I first got into ministry, and I was just so, like, I didn't care. I didn't care about who liked me. I didn't care about, you know, the changes that I was gonna have to, the adjustments and stuff I had to go through. I mean, I went to this apostles church, and God just led me to go and clean our church. I went to the church, cleaned the church, didn't expect a dime, didn't ask it for a dime, and they gave me, you know, a little bit of money and things like that. I was so happy about the little money. I mean, I'm talking about little. I'm talking about little, $5, $10, $8. I mean, it was really little, and this was a pretty decent sized church. But I did it for God. I didn't care. I was like, oh, Lord, I'm just thankful, and I'm doing it unto you. And I did that, and I'm saying that with all of that process of dying to myself, or, you know, trying to, you know, put myself in and make it make sense, and, you know, I deserve more, or I need some respect. You know, I didn't do any of that. I was so sold out, and still am, for God. I didn't care. I knew I've seen him supply for me. I've seen him protect me. I've seen him take care of everything I needed. So I was obedient unto that. I say all that to say that when I went in the mirror one day, when I was pregnant with my son, that's a whole nother story. That's all that story. But anyway, I was looking in the mirror, and all of a sudden, it was just like this stare, like in my eyes, not at me, but in my eyes. And I was looking in my eyes, and I promise you, I could see Jesus. I can see him. Like, I was so, like, captivated. Like, he wanted me to see him in me. Do you understand that? It was so powerful that I couldn't even, I was like in awe. I'm staring in at my eyes, and I can see him, you know, the spirit of him inside of me. It was so powerful and I'm so glad that he gave me a glimpse of that, because that's my hunger. You know, I even when I gave up, and even when it was frustrating and it was hard, like, when am I ever going to get to this place that, you know, I still had deliverance to go through, though. I still had a process to go through. And like Paul was like, who gonna deliver me? Like, I'm doing things and saying things I don't want to do. I don't want to think. I don't want to feel. Who's gonna deliver me? I was like Paul. And it was like, I mean, if I could gut it out myself, I would. I would take it right on out. I would do a freaking surgery on myself and get it out. But I had to go through the process. And I say that because ever since he showed me that, I never wanted anything less than that. I never wanted anything less than him being full in me. And so, you know, there's, you know, development stages, you know, and you go through growing pains, and it may seem like you'll never get there, but I'm telling you, you will. You will get to the place that nothing else matters but your relationship with him. Nothing else matters but you being more like him. Nothing else matters. And it's just like everything falls into place at that point. So I just want you to be blessed with that. And I want you to know that God is really in control. I mean, go out two by two and let him do what he do. Just trust him. Let go and trust him. You're not going to, no shame is going to be brought upon you. No, he's not going to do that. He's not going to bring no embarrassment to you. All he's going to do is get all the glory. If we as the body of Christ collectively can get to that place, I know we will see so many revivals, so many more amazing things happening in our lives. For other people, we'll be able to speak something and it'll just happen. We won't have to do all this emotional extra stuff that, you know, I talk about and teach against, because we believe that God is able to give us the authority and power in our mouth to speak something and it happens. It's done so many times in the Bible. Peter and Paul and many others. Stephen, they spoke things and they were raised from the dead. Get up, just like that. Get up, so-and-so. And they got up. You know what I'm saying? Come out of them in the name of Jesus, and it will come out of them. So I know that the God that I serve is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I know I want some. So I'm going to do what I have to do daily to be there. Not just do it, but be it. It's a difference between doing and being. I want to be. You know how Paul walked past and they hoped that his shadow would pass them by so they would be healed. Come on now, that's being. You just minding your business, walking, and the anointing so heavy on you, you walk past somebody and they heal or they get delivered. That's what I'm talking about. Just being, okay? And what about the handkerchief? Oh, if he wiped his head off with a handkerchief, they wanted his handkerchiefs because they knew that it was anointed. Just being, he just being. You know, when you come to a place of being, not doing, but being, and I'm going to leave you with this one thing, and we're going to go to a commercial break. Before I went into prayer, God said, things are moving even when you're not. That is a total place of surrenderance, because we always got to do. What I do, what's on my calendar? I need to be doing something. I need to post something. I need to say something. I need to go somewhere. I need to do. Even when you're not doing, things is moving. That's what God said. And when he told me that, I can see clearly the Holy Spirit doing the anointing, just moving. And that's what I would say about Paul, when he wiped his head with a handkerchief, and they hoped that they could get a handkerchief, and he ain't doing nothing. But the anointing is moving. Come on, somebody. That is when you are being. I don't want to do another thing. I want to be. You know, we say, I can't do nothing without God. You can't. I'm nothing without him. You're not. But if you get to a place of now your intellect is going and you're surrendering even that, you just want to be. Be more like Christ. Be one with him. Be. I just want to leave you with that. Be in Jesus' name. Okay, God bless you guys. This has been Ministerial Moment. We're going to take a commercial break, and I love you so much. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, everybody. I am Real Talk Kim. And now we are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Real Talk Kim. All right, you guys. Hello. I would like to introduce you to videographer, creator of Noise of Joy, minister of the gospel, producer, director, Minister Roderick I'm about to call you Roderick Jerkerson. Roderick Dickerson, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, Dr. Gina and all the Dr. Gina Radio Chat fans and friends and acquaintances, glad to be here. God is good.
All the time. I'm actually sharing Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with Instagram, so they can hear you on Instagram
awesome.
Too. Yeah. So, wow. So listen. So you have, I'm trying to think, because me and you go way back now at this point. We've worked together
yeah.
on several things, and I'm trying to figure out, how do you interview somebody that you know? Anyway, I know that you have, let's start off with Noise of Joy. That's where it all started. Let's start there.
Okay. Well, Noise of Joy, to me, is the hottest gospel entertainment variety show in the nation. We showcase local, national, regional gospel performers. We show music videos. We do up-close and personal interviews. It's just an amazing show. And it's always about the music, the ministry of music. And so, you know, although we do get into some current events, news, but it's really all about the music. It's about the noise of joy.
I love that. And that's what, you know, you've interviewed people like Kirk Franklin and so many other people. And you're based out of Detroit, so we know that that is the gospel headquarters for real. I mean, the Clark sisters.
I mean, you talk about the Clark sisters, the Winans. The list Dietrich really just goes on and on. Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
It's many people. So you're like in the heart of all of that. That's where I came from. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I didn't even know when I was in them streets that, you know, God was producing suchness. But anyway, I'm just so thankful for just being a part and being blessed. But anyway, Roderick, you have Noise of Joys, but now you have a network. Can you tell everybody about the network?
Yeah, well, the Rhema Television Network, I'm actually the vice president of network operations. And Bishop Eric Lloyd and Shanita Lloyd, First Lady Shanita Lloyd, they are the co-founders of the Rhema Television Network. And we can be seen all over the world. It's amazing. You know, we're on several OTT platforms, Roku, Amazon TV, Android TV. You can just Google search it and just type in watchrtn.tv and see some of the amazing programs along with Noise of Joy.
That is so awesome. When you told me about that, I was so amazed at that next level. I know you have been working on something like that to have a network and to be able to combine together. Partnership is so amazing. You never know, you know, if God connects you to the next, you know, to the partner, the right partner can take that whole vision and idea to the next level, because you need the pieces to come together to help build it, right? So I love that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can't, you can try to do it by yourself, but you're going to need somebody at some point. And God always knows the right person, the right connect. So I love that divine partnership. So with that, do you guys have a studio actually in Detroit, or what? How does this work? I mean, is it like, you know, I can't even remember some of the networks. The Word Network, is it similar to that, or, you know, just another network? Like, because, I mean, there's so many networks already on the on syndicated television, like ABC, NBC. So you can have more than one network in a place. So just to let everybody know that.
Well, we actually utilize the Rhema International Church, which is Bishop Eric Lloyd's church. But it's set up, you know, I own so much equipment. You know, I have about 4, 5, 6K broadcast cameras, and we set up and we create a studio. We also have a green room studio, you know, green screen where we can do special effects and interviews. That's always there. We built that. It's a smaller studio, but, you know, because of the pandemic, you know, we're not really really having full church. So we're utilizing the sanctuary, which is set up like a stage, and the lights and everything. And so, you know, we do our shows there. But the beauty of the Noise of Joy is that, you know, I go out on location. Of course, we don't have the same capacity of events that we used to have. But, you know, there's still a lot of things going on, a lot of ministry going on, you know, and we want to be able to capture that. There's a lot of gospel artists who are involved in helping people, feeding the poor, you know, providing food for families. And so we capture all of that along with their music. So it's not just music, but, you know, music is the heart and soul of the show.
Right. I love that. I love it. I mean, this to see it evolved is just so amazing to me. So how can people, like, connect with that and watch that network? Tell them where they can go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, like I said, I know here, we're actually on channel 28.3 locally, and so we have our own. We're actually on regular TV.
Wow.
But of course, you know, we're on regular TV now, channel 28.3. We're also on Comcast, but for people around the world, how they watch us is they basically just, if you have a smart TV, you know, you can go to your Google search and just type in watchrtn.tv, and bam, it'll take you right to our live broadcast as it's happening in the moment. Watchrtn.tv. Or if you have a Roku device, you can add Rhema Television Network to your Roku device. And a lot of people watch us that way as well. So, you know, we do have, you know, close to a million views right now. But this is collectively all around the world. You know, people even out of the country watch us. And, you know, we get responses from people out of the country as well. So it is amazing.
That is so awesome. So say for instance somebody has a service at their church and they want to deliver, like, can they record their service?
Oh yeah,
and bring it?
Oh yeah. We
okay.
have we
can
we
you
have
tell
a lot
pastors
of, a lot of
can
churches.
You tell pastors how to do that or anyone?
Sure can. Matter of fact, I'm gonna just give out my personal number, my personal cell, right on the air. So if you're ready to hear this, you better jot it down. It's 313-713-0057. You can contact me, 313-713-0057, if you're interested in having your own program aired on RTN. And, you know, we're doing very well now. We have a lot of ministries on there. You know, Bishop Ellis is on our, but we also have pastors from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We have some from Washington, D.C., and we have some from California as well. So, you know, they produce their own shows, and they just send us their MP4. You know, it has to be, we give them the guidelines of the specs and the quality of the MP4, what they would need. But I'll just, you know, walk you right through it, and we could have you right on. And our prices are very economical, you know, in terms of what TV costs. TV can be very expensive, but we're very economical, very competitive pricing.
Oh, I love that. That's so good. Bishop Ellis, you know, I pretty much grew up with them. So that's, mm-hmm. I love that. I love that he's spreading the love, you know, especially because I think he was part ownership of the Word Network, wasn't he?
I think so. I know he has some great affiliation with him. I couldn't really tell you offhand exactly. Oh. But yeah, I do know that you're probably right.
Yeah, well, that is so great. I love that. I love it so much. Well, listen, I know that you've done work for me, which I love. If you guys go on my Instagram account, I just recently post all of your videos that you've done for me commercial-wise. You've done my Health and Soul Fitness DVD commercial. You did my The Keys Against the Enemy release commercial. You just did my In the Weight of Every Loss commercial. And, I mean, everybody loves your work. It is so, I mean, I love working with you. I love what you do. I know you make me pull my hair out sometimes because I want to see. I want to be nosy. But you always come through with so much creativity. Like, I wouldn't understand it even if you showed it to me. So I appreciate it.
Well, God is good.
I wouldn't understand, Roderick, how you put it together anyway. So I love the fact that you just do it. And I advise everyone, when you hire him, not if, but when you do, let him do what he does, because he is going to he's going to deliver. That's all I can say. He's going to deliver more than you can ever expect. I love working with him, and he's easy. He tells you what he needs, you give it to him, and he just goes for it, you know, and I love that. I love the artistry of it all. It's not just a business for you. You're not just doing it. You really
right.
have passion for this, and you have had passion for this for a long time, and you are professional, and you are a minister also. You are ordained minister preaching the gospel, which I love.
Licensed and ordained for over 30 years now. I can't believe it myself. I can't believe it. How time flies. Right. Over 30 years.
You got 12
years.
Seems
like I ran for 30 years. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, you got 12 years over me. I've been in it now for over 18 years, ordained and preaching the gospel. Awesome. Over 18 years now.
Awesome. You're a powerhouse, though, and I love your ministry. I love your teaching, your preaching. I was just listening to you, your minister, what do you call it, ministry moment or something?
Yeah, my ministerial moment. Ministerial moment, ministerial minute, I don't know, but it's ministerial
right.
moment.
Right, that was awesome.
Oh, glory to God. I love you so much, Roderick Dickerson. You have to come back onto the show again. You know I'm going to be working with you again. Many more powerful things to come. I'm looking forward to coming to Detroit and being able to sit in the audience and be a part of the recordings and all of that stuff so I can see you at work in such a larger capacity because I'm so used to having you all to myself.
That's all right. Yeah, I want to bring you on the show. We'll bring you on Noise of Joy. You really are Noise of Joy. You really are the whole show. You could be the whole show. I wish I could just hand you the mic.
You've been saying that to me for a long time. I mean, you know, if the pandemic was around, you know I'd be at some award show or on somebody's stage or something. You know, that's what I love about you know, what God can do through avenues like this, because you never know who you'll connect to and who you'll connect with, you know, and, you know, just how he gets the glory and all of that. Because you and I both have just been, you know, just so blessed to be able to walk up to certain people, you know what I'm saying, and be able to get them to, like, be intimate with us in conversation, you know, in an interview. So it's been amazing. I got to get Kirk Frank, though. I'll trade you Kirk Frank for one of the ones I've done. Which one would you like to interview out of the
ones?
Well,
I know that I think you've interviewed Yolanda Adams before.
No,
Have you interviewed? She's the one I want next. That's like my top. I got Kirk Franklin. I was so excited to get him. I actually drove all the way to Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, to interview him.
I remember you did that. No, it's just I don't remember if I done Yolanda Adams. I think I would remember. I know Shirley Caesar, and Pastor Bobby Jones. I'm just gonna say out of the big leagues, you know, would probably be Shirley Caesar, Pastor Bobby Jones, and Marilyn Hickey and John Kahn. Those would have been the huge. Real Talk Kim. That would probably be the you know. There's been longevity, you know, but even Real Talk Kim is kind of new, so I don't know if I would put her in there. But definitely Pastor Shirley Caesar, Bobby Jones, and Marilyn Hickey, and those would probably be like the legends that I've been able to interview, you know, from the back in the day gospel. Well, Roderick Dickerson, tell everybody where they can follow you. And please tell them about Instagram, because they hear you, but they don't know where to follow you at.
Right. Well, you know, I'm on all the social media. You can just look at my name, Roderick Dickerson, on Facebook. And I believe on Instagram is RC Dickerson 12, or you can just type in my name, Roderick Dickerson. You'll get me for all of my social media outlets. And also iBox Films, you know, that's my production company that produced your commercials and TV shows and all of that, too. And I spell EYEBOX, then Films, FILMS, LLC. And it's so easy.
I love you. I love you. Go on my Instagram, you guys, and check out the videos, the commercials, rather, and see his work. I mean, from one extreme to another, from fitness to books. I mean, he just does it all. I love what he does. I love you. And I hope to see you soon, Roderick, Minister Roderick Dickerson.
Same with you, my sister, Dr. Gina Prince.
All right, now. God bless you.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig. Everybody's looking
at you. Check one, check two. This is Coca Brown.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
It's what? Say that one more time for me.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Got it. Okay. All right. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coca Brown, and you're listening to Dr. G's. What was that again? I'm sorry.
You're Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Got it. Okay. All right.
Go for it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coca Brown, and you're listening, as well as me right now, to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Won't he do it? Won't he will? Let him use you.
Coco Brown, comedian Coco Brown. Hallelujah. All right, Jeffrey Hill, Financial Five.
Whoo!
Yeah,
can you
right.
Hear me now?
What is going on?
Yeah, listen,
on,
I'm running
man.
Around in circles like, yo, can you hear me? Can you hear me? This is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group Incorporated, a wealth accumulation firm, and this is the Financial Five. Thank you for your patience. As she stated, I am in Colombia, so sometimes the Wi-Fi is not as good as you might want it to be able to call in. But there's a lot of stuff going on in today's news. Some of you have probably received your stimulus check by now. Congratulations. Also known as Biden Buck, there are memes going left and right, and people are literally showcasing everything they're doing with their money. But it's all around spending and not necessarily investing. Now, as you know, I've talked a lot about cryptocurrency on this show, and I'm not necessarily advocating with one coin over the next. Do your own due diligence. But I will say this. Had you taken your first stimulus check and invested it in Bitcoin, the first time you got it, it would be worth over $10,000 right now. Okay. Now Bitcoin is holding steady.
You talking about
at
the very
little
first
under
stimulus?
60,000?
Wait. You
yes,
talking
ma'am.
About the very
yes, ma'am.
First stimulus check?
Yes, the very first stimulus check that came out last year. Had you invested that money, you would have had over $10,000 in Bitcoin right now. You could have taken some of that money out. You know, took your initial stimulus check money out. Now you're playing with the house money, however you want to look at it. But I want people to understand some things you want to take advantage of. Now, we don't know where Bitcoin is going to ultimately go, but most people have this fear of losing all their money if they put it into Bitcoin. Okay. Now, cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. But it's not the only cryptocurrency, which is why you have something called altcoins, ALT coins. Now, the downside to that is there's thousands of coins out there, and you have no idea which one makes sense and what's going to be the right one to choose. That's why diversification is important. I understand that everybody has $60,000 laying around to go purchase one Bitcoin, but you can buy fractions of altcoins and Bitcoin just like you can with mutual funds. You might not have enough money to buy one whole share of Apple, Google, or Tesla, but you can buy fractions of those shares. So think about that when it comes to investing and how you want to start to diversify your money. Some of you, for the people who don't have to use their stimulus check, and what I mean by that, I know some people they're falling on hard times, right? And that $1,400 or depending on how many kids you got, all that money, you might need that for day-to-day survival. I get that. Right. Do what you have to do. But for the people who are getting this money and they don't necessarily have anything to do with it, they can put it in savings, think about using a little bit of it to invest in some cryptocurrency, okay? It is rising by the day in some cases, and there are solutions out there to where you can automate this stuff and let the computers trade for you, or you can invest in your financial IQ and learn a little bit. I give away a lot of free resources on my Facebook and social media pages, so feel free to follow me and my team and look at some of the stuff we're doing. You don't have to jump in and put a lot of money into it, but at least put yourself in the conversations and try to understand this. So it's kind of like when the internet first came out. Well, a lot of people, it was weird. They wanted to resist it. They didn't want anything to do with it because we were comfortable with snail mail and putting stamps on envelopes and mailing them out. But think about now. It's so easy to pick up your phone and do any and everything you want. It's happening the exact same way with currency. So please don't look at this stuff like, oh, that'll never happen to me. I don't want anything to do with it, because at some point in time, this might be the only thing that's available because the value of the dollar is declining. I posted an article, and I definitely got to plug this. I want you guys to understand this. It took 232 years to create $9 trillion in debt in America. 232 years. Now, that was 2008-ish. In the last 12 years, 13-ish, we have tripled that amount of debt. We have printed $20 trillion in debt in 12 years, and it took 232 years to do the first nine. That should be absolutely alarming to you, because that means the value of the dollar is declining due to inflation, because we are printing money like it's going out of style. If you don't know what that means, that's more the reason to call me, so I can help you organize your thinking and planning around the chaos that's happening with the printing of the dollar. Do not take the hush money, stimulus check, Biden bucks, whatever you want to call them, and be okay with that. You have to be defensive right now, so you can have a good offense when it comes to your finances. And that's what I want to help you guys with, the Hill Financial Group. So if you want to contact me, you can go to social media, HFG Inc. on Instagram, send me a DM. You can go to Facebook and type in Hill Financial Group Inc. and you can send me a message, or you can text me. My number works internationally. That's what I'm calling you on now, 501-291-0708. That is 501-291-0708. Dr. Jeannie, can you hear me still?
I can hear you, and I want to encourage people that if you can invest even $5, you should just try and get your feet, your toes wet, because my son has invested in Bitcoin. And Cryptcoin, I think that that is something that I'm going to ask him about even more. So, I mean, just the fact that if we had invested how much, the whole stimulus check, the first one, it would have been $10,000. How much?
Yeah, if you had taken the whole first stimulus check and put it into Bitcoin, you would have been over $10,000. Okay.
That's
but
amazing.
Most people, they feel like they need the money right now, and they don't want to put a little time in. We're in this microwave generation where it has to be quick, it has to be now, and if it doesn't work immediately, I got to jump out. So one of the things that you just described was called dollar cost averaging, okay? Putting a little bit consistently, okay? And over time, that's going to build up. Now, eventually, you want to have an exit strategy, and there are some that exist out there, but if you don't know those exit strategies, that's why you want to hire somebody or consult with somebody or converse with somebody that has an idea of how some of this stuff works. I am not the crypto guru, but I know enough, and I've made money in it. I've taken money out and paid in it, so I can show you what I know. It's up to you to want to put some of these strategies into place for your own personal well-being.
I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you. And we're on Instagram
follow
live,
me on
too.
Instagram.
You should. Hey, you know what, Jeff? Jeff, hold up. You should use your wife's phone to do Instagram with me so they can see you when you're giving these informations when I'm doing live with Instagram and Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Okay. That might be what we try to do on the next
floor. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you
I do.
Yeah, you could do that. I guess. I don't know. You know what? I'm hoping it won't echo. I don't think it will because it's not like, even though, yeah, I don't think it'll echo because it's not echoing now while I'm on Instagram. It's no feedback. Doug hasn't said anything to me about a feedback, so let's try it.
Right. And otherwise, we can call in on her phone, and then I can go live. That way they see my face on my page.
Oh, yeah, on your live. That's right. Yeah. There you go. There you go. That makes
okay,
more sense.
That's a great idea.
All right, so tell everybody.
That's why she's Dr. Gina, because she makes
it. Hey, come on now. Okay, tell everybody where they can follow you one more again.
HFG Inc. on Instagram and Hill Financial Group on Facebook. And you can always text or call me, 501-291-0708. And this is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group, Inc. with the Financial Five.
Let me tell you something. You want to get some information financially from him because guess what he's doing for his one-year wedding anniversary with his wife? He is literally on a one-year tour. They're in Colombia now. You've been there now. Yes. Are you still in Colombia?
Yeah, we're on actually San Andreas Island, which is part of Colombia. If you look at a map, look at where Nicaragua and Costa Rica is. We're to the right of that on a little island called San Andreas.
And they're going from place to country to country to country to country. Okay, that's what they're doing for a whole year. So you know you got to be making them coins to be able to do that. They eat out. They've been having a good time. They've been touring. And, you know, so it's staying. And, you know, they got a roof over their head. So, you know, it costs, you know, to do that. So maybe this might be a way that God is, you know, going to give some financial freedom so we can do some of the things of the kingdom for some of you that, you know, are looking for other streams of income. So you don't be tied down or in bondage. You can actually go where God wants you to go and do what he wants you to do and all of that. So anyway, be blessed, Jeffrey Hill. Love you so much. And until next time, I love you. And your wife.
I love you. See, I have a good one. I will do. Thank you.
All right. Okay, you guys. This has been amazing, Dr. Gina's radio chat. What's on my mind? I'm going to just leave it at this. What I said earlier, you guys, let go and be. Just let go and be. If you really, really, really want the Lord, then you're going to just have to die yourself. That's really it. It's a cost, you know. It's a cost. It's going to cost you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the price has been paid. It's been paid. But he didn't pay for you to be like the world. He paid for you to be born again, to be more like him, to pick up your cross and die of yourself, die that flesh and walk in your liberty and to follow him. And so that's what's on my mind. How do you do that? Just everything you love that's outside of Christ, you might want to count the cost. I think about Abraham, and I'm going to leave it at that because I only got a couple seconds. Abraham was promised Isaac. Isaac was given to them after so long. They tried to do it on their own, him and Sarah. They went and got with the Haggai and all of that stuff. And then he finally got Isaac. When he got Isaac, God said, hey, sacrifice him. And you know what? Abraham went on up there. He didn't want it, but he said, you know what? I want to be with God. So if this is what he's requiring of me, it's going to cost me my firstborn, my promised child. Yes, I love him, but I will sacrifice to be in right standing with God. And because of that, God allowed him to keep Isaac. So you don't never know. He just wants to know your heart. Are you willing to sacrifice the very thing that you love, that you've been waiting on, that you've been promised, that you made happen, the things that you build up, the relationships you connected with, so you a socialite? And are you willing to sit down? Are you willing to, you know, are you willing to close up for a second and get more like him? You know, are you willing to push your plate back? Are you willing to stop drinking? Are you willing to stop sexing? Are you willing to stop smoking? Are you willing? I mean, it's going to cost you something. So and that goes to Jesus. You know, he said, if this cup can pass by me, but not my will, your will. But he gave himself up as a sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice unto death to the end? Just something to think about. That's what's on my mind. All right, now, I love you guys. You can go on Alexa and say, hey, Alexa, play BBS Radio Station number 1. And it'll play BBS Radio Station number 1. And you get right on into me. Or you can say, Google, hey, Google, play Gina's Radio Chat. And it'll play Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Hey, Google, play Gina's Radio Chat. And it'll bring you right on into the show. Or you can download the app, BBSRadio.com app. You can go into your Apple store and go on and get it. Oh, we're on over 125 streaming live networks, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's why we have over 1 million listeners worldwide. If you want to connect with me, go to drginarprince@gmail.com. Follow me on all my social media networks, including Instagram, which is really my favorite. You can go on Clubhouse as well. If you got an iPhone, hopefully they'll extend that and you'll be able to, the Android will be able to get Clubhouse. And follow me both Instagram and Clubhouse at Gina R. Prince. All right. And also on Twitter, Gina R. Prince. Or please help me build up my new page on Facebook. I had my personal page and I brought it down for Dr. Gina R. Prince Global Ministries. Go and follow me there. Also on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook. Go and follow me there too. I love you guys so much for tuning in. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, loving you. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.